BMO Financial Group of Canada wants to take over Milwaukee-based M&I in a $4 billion stock deal, but an M&I stockholder in New York doesn't like the offer. The stockholder's attorney is David Wisbrooker. Wisbrooker says the deal would harm M&I shareholders in general and mainly benefit company executives, in part because BMO would repay the federal bank bailout funds that M&I has received.
Once the TARP funds are gone, those company managers and the company executives are going to be in a position to get back on the executive compensation trail that they were before as a publicly traded company. And that's an initial concern.
Wisbrooker says under Wisconsin law, M&I's board of directors are supposed to maximize the value of the shareholders' interest and not look out for company managers. The lawsuit asks the Milwaukee court to halt the bank deal until changes are made. M&I says it doesn't comment on pending lawsuits. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.